Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Taking some steps to change your life for the better and getting sober takes a lot of courage, and you know, some planning is involved with that. Our guest, Danielle Delaney, runs a company that is dedicated to providing sober companions to people who are being discharged from inpatient facilities and sober living houses. She really helps people understand that sober companions and life coaches can help keep you accountable and on track as you transition into a more independent phase of your recovery journey. Danielle, thank you for being here today, and let's talk about how sober companions could help with people's recovery.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
So, I really believe Pardon?
Oh, go on. Yes, please.
I just believe that after inpatient treatment, the growth potential is so enormous that that's the most sensitive time, right after being discharged from inpatient treatment.
And with these sober companions, you know, for people that don't know how to, you know, eat properly or go to meetings quite yet, they haven't established these habits yet. Is that where the sober companion could step in and help navigate?
Definitely. I mean, you know from experience, you know from all the work you've done, the books you've written, everything you're doing, addiction is the great equalizer. It crosses and blurs all the lines between class, race, privilege, position in life. And the chemical dependency just does not discriminate. So right. I think that every person suffering is deserving of some help. And by the time the individual is in an inpatient facility, they've generally accepted the fact they need some help. So having a sober companion is an investment in yourself. I think utilizing the sober companion means that you have someone to go with you to check out some new therapists in your area if you've come from out of state or even out of the country. And someone to just teach you some healthy habits, all that territory that they had problems navigating before they were an inpatient. A companion can really help them with that.
Right, and obviously hold you accountable and go with you to, I mean, you know, certain events. I have a lot of clients that have to go to a wedding or have to go to a business meeting or somewhere out of town. And I think having someone there that, you know is safe and you know will keep you on track is just tremendously, you know, I think rewarding in a lot of ways, because you could keep moving forward with the knowledge that you do have someone to talk to if you start to get overwhelmed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell
it
me
helps
how
not
tell,
to be alone.
Yeah. And so tell us about your company a little bit, how you got into this.
Okay. My company is Danielle Delaney Counseling, Inc. It's my counseling practice as well as my sober companioning business. And you can find me at DanielleDelaneyCounseling.com. I'll spell it out for you later. But I got into this because I was in recovery, and I started off with crisis intervention. I'm an interventionist, and I started off with interventions and counseling victims of violent crime, and I realized that everyone was self-medicating. So then I began to study addiction and recovery, and people need help. People just need that added hand to hold when they're getting through their own lives, getting back into their lives, stepping back into the triggering situations that they had problems with before. It really helps to have someone with you, someone trained, someone who's experienced this, so you're not alone reentering your life. And it's just incredible the difference that it can make.
And how, for the people listening out there that are possibly interested in this or interested in bringing this up to a loved one, how would you have them, you know, take the first steps towards seeing if this is a good fit for them?
Well, what we do is I have several people working for me. I used to be a companion myself, and I found that it was difficult to be all places. I like to have my private practice here, and people can't feel abandoned if I'm always gone. So I realized it would really help to hire other people. I have nurses, I have companions, I have interventionists. There's just so many different types of people out there in the world, so I have different types of companions. And what I do is I take my own meetings. I usually will go to an inpatient facility and meet clients maybe a few weeks before they're discharged, and we talk about their life. We talk about what their expectations are. We talk about circumstances they may be walking into when they get home. There may be events. There may be just even going to their children's school plays, going to hair salons and movie theaters now. There's alcohol served. And it's just really difficult for them if they're the only person not drinking. And we teach them the tools. So what I do is I meet with them first, and then we find what's a good fit for them. So that's really the first step. That's always the first step.
Yeah, and it sounds like you really, you qualify these people, and nurses obviously can help with any medical assistance that's needed. So that's
exactly.
Fantastic. Yeah, and do you find that people that come from just treatment centers, you know, are interested in this, or can somebody else that's just, you know, doing a 12-step program, or, you know, doing it a different way, can also benefit from companions and add that to their treatment plan? Because I believe everyone has their own individualized mm-hmm. plan for their sobriety, for their health. And so, you know, I know people that are getting sober through 12-step meetings and through,
exactly.
you know, meditation and doing it more of an Eastern way. And I still, I just want people to understand that these people can also accompany them and just be another tool in their toolbox for their own sobriety.
Yes, that's so important yeah. because Eastern and Western treatment modalities really work for people if they combine them. But some people are married to one idea and they want to do 12-step programs, but then they miss their meetings. And
right.
showing up is half the battle. You know, we know that. Just suit up and show up. And some people need to be encouraged, and it can just be accompanying people to their 12-step meetings. It can be accompanying someone home to their own state or country. It can be accompanying
right.
them to work and helping to identify the stressors in their lives that led
mm-hmm.
to their chemical dependency in the first place. You know, there was a reason they were self-medicating. And
yeah.
And a lot of my companions, as well as being interventionists or nurses, some of them are also counselors. I had a therapist travel with someone to Europe, and it was 2 weeks that really helped the client, as well as being a teaching experience for the companion. He learned so much by being with the person day in and day out and going to meetings and doing everything else necessary to really integrate sobriety into your life. I mean, it's a reality if you really make it happen and have someone with you to help you keep that consistent
yeah.
treatment going.
And I love what you said about day in and day out, because I really do feel that people really change their patterns, behaviors by creating new pathways. And with that pathway being created, you need to do something every day. So having a sober companion seems like that would make sense. Somebody that could hold you accountable on, you know, your nutrition. Are you exercising?
Yes.
Are you going to meetings? Are you going to a therapist?
Yes.
And if they could do that day in and day out and day in and day out, then that's what creates those pathways. So I'm sure that people ask you that, like, how many days does someone need to be with me? Or what is the question
right,
people may
right.
ask you?
It differs
yeah.
from person to person. So what we do is I really tailor the program to each person. So, I mean, it's just so supportive to be gently pushed to work harder at your sobriety, to be corrected, to be gently redirected. It's just the ultimate support. So having a companion
yeah.
to lean on, I just think it gives you the extra edge to succeed.
And can you just share with our audience a little bit? I mean, have you seen a lot of success with sober companionships? I
Absolutely.
Mean, have you seen people's lives really dramatically change?
Yes, dramatically, dramatically. I mean, I really think that when people leave, that sometimes they are afraid to go home, and they'll often tell the aftercare department at the facilities where they're leaving. They'll
yeah.
say, you know, I'm afraid to go back home. I'm walking right back into the same situation. And aftercare departments are just underrated. They do so much. It's really helping people transition back into their work, aftercare and continuing care. And that's where I come in, and that's where they call me. And it just makes such a difference. I've had people have small relapses, come back into treatment, and then call and say, okay, now I get it. Now I get it. I
yeah.
need a little bit of help walking back into my world. And we've had such a success rate. I have some people that I have daily contact with that have been sober for 3 and 4 years, whereas before they had a lifetime of relapse.
That's so fantastic. Oh my gosh.
That's
thank you. Wonderful what you're doing. Yeah. Thank you for this insightful conversation. And where can people find you? So
you can find me at Danielle, Danielle Delaney, Delaney, counseling, counseling, .com. I'm on the internet. You can find contact there. I'm in Psychology Today. And
wonderful.
Just give me a call. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful, wonderful information on sober companions. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well.